During this segment of the program, we are pleased to have as our guest Robert Massimilian, who is Senior Marketing Manager of the East Region for Frontier Communications. And Robert, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And we want to get into digital marketing for small business. So let's start right here. I'm a small business. How can Frontier Communications help in the area of digital marketing?
Dan, let me tee this up for you in terms of, let's take the 20,000-foot view, and then we'll try and bring it down to how you can utilize digital marketing to help your business. And indulge me for a minute. Let's just talk about what's happened historically with marketing itself, right? So when I don't know about you, but when I was coming up in the dawn of time, we learned about the four P's of marketing. And that's a concept that goes back for decades. And those four P's were product, price, place, and promotion. So what's that mean? Product is literally, you know, what do you got to sell and what's better about it? Place is where are you selling it? Is it retail? Is it over the phone? Is it through a catalog and so on? Price is literally how much does it cost relative to the competition? And then promotion is what are you doing as the marketer to promote that product to your customers. And that worked great for years and years and years. And then this thing called the internet came along.
Right.
And it turned the whole set of relationships on their heads. So what's happened now is those four P's have been replaced with other concepts. And I can't take credit for this model. This was developed by a very famous ad agency called Ogilvy & Mather that everybody's heard of. But this is a very useful way of thinking about where digital marketing fits into marketing any business, whether you're a one-stop shop or whether you're General Motors. So let's talk about product. Product was originally, here's what I have, and here's why it's better. Well, what's happened now is product is morphed into something more like, what is the experience of that product? What's happening to the customer when they're thinking about buying from you, when they're buying from you, and then afterwards, what's the experience like after they've made that exchange? Now, the second P, think about place, okay, was, okay, I went in your retail store and I bought from you. Well, think about what the internet has done. You can buy pretty much anything from anywhere in the world 24/7. Like everybody else, you know, you live with your cell phone. You can get on that cell phone and go shopping at any time. So it's really taken away much of the impact of the retail environment and it replaced it with, okay, now it's incredibly convenient for me as a consumer to go shopping anytime, anywhere that I want. And then the price part, you know, it used to be it was very simple. I give you, give me money and I give you a product. And I put the money in the cash register. What's happened now is not only am I giving you money, I'm giving you some expectations about what's going to happen after I give you that, right?
Right.
I'm giving you permission to engage with me. So that's an exchange, again, that is taking place over time. And what's the relationship look like with that customer over a long period of time? And then finally, and I'll end my speech here, promotion used to be the power was in the hands of the marketer, right? I was going to say, here's my product. Here's what's great about it. Look at this billboard. Look at this TV spot. Now go buy something. Now, again, the balance of power has been transferred from me to the consumer. I can't just get you to become a customer by promoting my product over time. Now what I need to do is engage you as somebody who believes in my product and wants to tell other people about it. Look at how widespread social media is. It's where people are increasingly not only going to engage with their friends, but more and more people are getting pretty much all of their news off a social platform. And it gives them a tremendous amount of power to talk about what kind of experience they had with you for good or ill. So the challenge now is not just me pushing out how great my product is, but it's how do I enlist you as someone who can preach about how great my product is, because now you have a platform that's available 24/7 to tell the world about what a great experience they had at your business or what a terrible one.
Well, that's it right there, the experience. I'm a consumer. I'm buying something online off of a website from a small business. I need to have an experience where, for example, I'm not waiting all day for that website to load. Ease of convenience, all of that is important. So where does Frontier step in to help out?
We're, again, Frontier is a communication services company that we provide resi and commercial service in 29 states. Now, we have over 30,000 U.S.-based employees, and we provide services over a variety of networks that include high-speed internet, advanced voice systems, which is, you know, you got your phone system in place. We provide video and then a lot of support services in the commercial space where we'll maintain your network. We'll supply the equipment that you need. We have cloud solutions. We have pretty much anything that a small up to an enterprise sized business could need for maintaining communications with our customers. The industry jargon now has moved towards something called unified communication. So what that refers to is any touch point of internal and external communications becomes one network. So a customer looks at my website on the phone and they can make a phone call from their computer. They can look at my website from their phone. When I leave my desk, my messaging can travel with me so I can look at my email. So in other words, we're responsible for maintaining the digital experience for a business through whatever networks they're using at that time, whether it's over the internet, whether it's over their cell phone, and any other channels that are available. So we can provide both the pipe that you get the content over, and we can also help you with managing that that set of relationships. In other words, we have the voice systems. We even have partnerships with here's a good analogy, the old Yellow Pages, right?
Right.
That was the intranet of its time. That was the database where business information was stored. Well, what's happened to that? The smart businesses that have evolved, in particular, we have a partner called, it's now called Vivial. And Vivial was smart. They, you know, they have the old Yellow Pages. You can still put an ad in the Yellow Pages, but they'll also work with your small business to help you design your website and maintain your online presence. So again, you know, the transition has taken place from, I want to go find out information about a business and look in the Yellow Pages. The Yellow Pages have moved online, and now that relationship that the Yellow Pages represents has moved online as well. So we can provide businesses with all the equipment they need to maintain, to establish and maintain relationships with their customers. And also, if they also need help with content, we can help them with that as well.
Talking with Robert Massimilian, he is Senior Marketing Manager, East Region for Frontier Communications here on Front and Center. So I own a small business, Robert. I am not happy with the technological infrastructure because on the other end, my website just isn't doing the job. I contact Frontier Communications because I'm looking to change how my infrastructure, how my back office is operating. Now walk us through the process.
Now keep in mind that every small business needs to have an online presence. What does that look like? Is it a website that I've designed myself? Have I paid somebody to do it? There are actually a number of do-it-yourself websites, so you don't have to invest a tremendous amount of money in this. But keep in mind that your online presence is just as important as your physical presence. So what's happening now is people are doing a lot of online research before they buy anything. And you need to make sure that you're part of the picture when they're doing that research. So we can help you customers have a good online experience, first of all, by making sure your website has enough bandwidth to operate efficiently. Do you have enough upload and download speed available so that people can work with you? Secondly, when people are calling you on the phone, you know, it's funny, we talk so much about the intranet, but a big part of the customer experience still takes place over the telephone. So what happens when they call into you? Do they get put on hold? Do they go into, do they go into the ozone? Are you able to put them into a call center experience? Are you automated? what happens to them when they call you. We can help with phone systems that that manage all of that. One interesting thing that's happening now, again, when we talk about the integration of technologies, is you can actually use your phone system as a platform to push out automated messaging and automated reminders to people. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're a dentist's office, and it's important to you to make sure that people keep their appointments. Well, one thing that you can do is you can have people sitting at the front desk going through the list of who's coming in today and physically calling them to remind them, and maybe you get them and maybe you don't. We can also help you with a product called business texting, where you can sit down at the beginning of the day and say, I'm going to schedule a text reminder that goes out to every single one of these appointments during the day, and it's going to show up on their cell phone as a text message. Statistically, people look at text messages within 90 seconds of receiving them. So, you know, think about that. What is it worth to you to make sure that somebody keeps one appointment during the day that would otherwise have been missed because you couldn't get them on the phone or they didn't pick up their messages at a certain point? People are going to look at their text message when they come in and go, oh, yeah, I have a dentist appointment today. I better show up. That's just one of many examples.
And I'm also guessing, as you describe, it improves work productivity because you don't have a person sitting down and making these calls manually. Apparently, you can automate with the equipment provided by Frontier.
You can automate a lot of how your business operates through Frontier and, again, through having an intelligent digital presence. So think about how you're using a digital presence to communicate and to find customers. Again, in the old days, you'd go out, you'd buy an ad in the newspaper, you'd put up a billboard, you'd send out direct mail, you'd do what's called spray and pray. So you'd reach out to a whole bunch of people and hope that you would get some feedback from them. Where the advertising world has moved now is towards much more of a digital presence, where you're serving digital advertising to people based on what they're interested in. What are they online consuming content about? What kind of sites are they looking at? For example, I'll give you a close-to-home example. One of the things that Frontier would be interested in terms of reaching potential customers is somebody who's thinking about moving, because obviously when you're thinking of moving, one of the things that's going to go with you is your phone or your internet service. So in our case, we would want to be serving digital display advertising to websites that are have to do with the experience of moving. Maybe you're searching about moving companies or researching neighborhoods. That's an example of what's called programmatic buying. So it's pushing your content to people when they're online looking for stuff that you know relates to your business. And on a more granular level, it's buying search terms. That would be, there's search engine marketing and search engine optimization. I won't get terribly technical about it, but search engine marketing simply refers to going online and spending money such that people who are searching for a given topic find you first. And one of the things people don't understand, and it's important for small businesses to remember, is that the internet's really a two-way street. You're competing with the whole world, but it's also giving you the opportunity to market to the whole world. So if you're going online and you're bidding on terms, let's pick a local example. Best pizza in New Haven. Well, there are certain, I'm not going to answer that question, but there are certain places that leap to mind. If you're online bidding on those search terms and somebody goes searching for that, what you want is for your business to pop up first. But the way the market works now is that it's really, it's a real-time online exchange. It's like the stock market. You're bidding on those search terms in real time, and it's an automated process. And if you have a really good website on the other end of that search, it's likely that you won't necessarily have to pay the top dollar that's being bid at any given time. You'll be able to get hits because you have a good online experience, and your digital display advertising is going to be very effective.
Yeah, explain this, Robert, because it's so important, particularly if you're a business, and I know that they've done studies, it's so important to show up at least on the first page. If you're not listed first, you've got to be on that first page when somebody does a search, because more than likely that somebody won't go to the second page, right?
It drops off very dramatically. It's probably around 70% of people don't get past the first page. But there's also two layers to it. Think about the way when you do a search, what you're seeing. Across the top of the page is going to be paid advertising. And that's the result of what's called search engine marketing. And what's called pay-per-click, which is literally somebody clicks on that and you're going to be paying a certain amount to the supplier of that ad space, Google, for example. So the top of the page and the right-hand side of the page, that's paid advertising. But the bottom of the page, the lower left part of the page, is where what's called organic search is showing up. And people are smart. They know that that's not paid. And they have 85% of people trust those results, which is considerably more than what pops up in the paid advertising space. So what you should be thinking about as a business person is not just how can I spend money and pay for clicks, how can I make sure that my online presence, my website, is optimized, hence the term, so that it's going to show up quickly in that lower part of the page, because that's the most credible place for the consumer.
You said something before, and we're talking with Robert Massimilian, Senior Marketing Manager, East Region for Frontier Communications on Front and Center. You said something before about how everything is integrated, and we still have that telephone experience that people still want to talk to a voice, a live voice, on the other end. How about elaborating on that?
Think about all of the touch points that a consumer has with a business. You see their product, you have the experience of their product, yeah, you see their advertising, you might research. Again, I mentioned social media earlier. You're going to look and see what kind of reviews that people have, other people that you trust, which, by the way, is the most trusted form of recommendation still, is either a word of mouth or an online recommendation. But a very important part of that experience is the touch point of what happens when somebody calls you. So, have you trained your frontline people to make sure that that's a positive experience? Or do you have technology set up such that something productive happens when someone calls in and they can't get a human being and they're not going to be put on hold for an indefinite amount of time? They want to be able to, you don't want to give them a confusing decision tree to work their way through to make a bunch of choices. Because, again, people's time is very limited, and you want their experience of you at whatever touch point they use, whether it's calling you, getting voicemail, sending you an email, looking at your website, you want that to be consistently positive. That's what your brand is all about. What kind of experience am I having whenever I interact with this business? And a positive voice experience on the telephone is a really important part of that. You know, again, the purest form of that is when a human being is talking to a human being. And if that's a good experience, they're likely to recommend you. If it's a bad experience, they're four times more likely to complain about you to somebody else. So it's crucial that you pay attention to that aspect.
Robert, I would imagine, because technology is changing by the nanosecond, that obviously Frontier has to stay ahead of the curve when they're installing equipment and making technological changes to help small business in the area of digital marketing. So what does Frontier do in order to stay ahead of the curve?
It's interesting if you look back at the history of computing, and again, I'll keep this short. People used to think, well, I don't need that much memory. You know, maybe a meg or two of memory on my computer is going to be plenty. Well, the same thing is happening with bandwidth. People used to say, well, you know, what do I need much more than a megabyte internet service or 3 megabytes internet service? Well, look at what's happening with consumers. You're getting something called the connected home, where some statistics say that in 10 or 15 years, you're going to have 40 or 50 devices in every house communicating with each other. And those are going to need a tremendous amount of bandwidth to be able to work effectively. So we're investing a great deal of money into our infrastructure, not only in Connecticut, but in all of the states in which we operate, in order to keep up with people's demand for bandwidth. We have product in Connecticut right now where you can get a gigabyte of internet service, which a few years ago would be, that would be astronomical. No one could imagine that being the case, but the demand just continues to increase as more and more content goes online, as people conduct more and more of their lives online. That's really where businesses need to be. Again, we would never want you to have more than you need, but you need to be aggressive about staying ahead of it, because frankly, that's where people are going.
What about the cloud? Does Frontier help out in the area of the cloud?
Absolutely. We have partner relationships. If a business needs to put its data on the cloud, make applications and data available to their sales force or to customers on the cloud, absolutely. That could be the content of a whole another call. But there's something interesting that's happened in the cloud in the last few years, which was not that long ago, everybody was on the bandwagon of we have to do everything on the cloud. But what you're reading about now increasingly are terrible data breaches that have taken place where, for example, there's a hospital in California that was held hostage because its database got hacked into. That can happen if you're not careful with an open cloud-based solution. So now you have people paying attention to putting some information on the cloud and so having some other information protected. Again, it's there's an arms race taking place between people that need to use data and people that are trying to misuse that data. So we can certainly counsel and assist customers who are exploring that space.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I'm guessing when Frontier comes in and does its analysis that it can point out the balancing act which needs to be done by these businesses, right?
Absolutely. And, we have very specific products. Frontier Secure is a suite of security products that help protect businesses. But, again, our philosophy is to simply how can we help make your business successful, whatever size you happen to be, by providing the technology that you need to compete effectively in your space.
So how does someone get in touch with Frontier?
We have a host of ways to get in touch with us. Again, you can use the online search that I mentioned earlier. Where our offices are here on Orange Street in New Haven is our Connecticut headquarters. The way that we're organized is we have what are called local area markets. We have five different areas of the state. So you can simply do your local search for Frontier Commercial, for example, if you want business, and you'll be able to find a way of getting in touch with us quite easily. You can also dial 1-800 or 1-888-FRONTIER, and you'll get a real human being.
Robert, anything else you would like to add before we wrap up our interview?
I would say to small businesses, don't get analysis paralysis as far as digital marketing is concerned. You got to do this. You got to get involved with it. It's really the future of your business. You don't have to invest a great deal of time every day, but you do have to recognize the importance of it and stick with it. You can run your own social media. You can be posting information yourself, but you do need to be paying attention to this aspect of your business because it's simply the way the world has gone.
Robert, great job. Thank you very much for joining us today on Front and Center.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Robert Massimilian, Senior Marketing Manager, East Region, Frontier Communications.